everyone. Welcome to our home. You're cooking today with Rehana at Rehana's Cuisines. Today we're going to be cooking up a spaghetti squash. Spaghetti squash is available all year round, but it's popular more during the fall and winter season. It is an extremely healthy way to eat. It's got, I think they were saying that in one cup, it's got like 45 calories per one cup of spaghetti squash. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna kick it up a notch. We are gonna put this in the microwave, and then I'm gonna do a very simple stir fry that we can put on top of our spaghetti squash to give you an idea of how we can serve it. Now, the spaghetti squash is very hard. It's extremely hard, and I've worked with this before, and if I were to use my knife and cut it, it is really, really hard to get into. And you need to be really strong to cut it through. So what I do is I'm gonna pop this in the microwave for about 8 minutes. And what I'm gonna do is I'm just gonna make like little indentations here so we can help the steam escape. You just want to be careful you don't hurt yourself, because like I said, it is a very, very hard skin here. And when we get it out of our microwave, you're going to be able to see that it comes, it has seeds in the middle, and I'm sure we can roast them. I've never done it before though. So there we go. Boy, I think I already have a good workout. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and pop this in the microwave, and in the meantime we're gonna work on the stir fry that's gonna go on top of the squash. So while our spaghetti squash is in the microwave cooking, we're gonna be making a quick stir fry. So for our quick stir fry, I'm just gonna turn the heat on so it can get nice and warm. I'm gonna be using just a dab of olive oil, and then I've got the green peppers, which are capsicums. I've got the three colors in there. I've got green, I've got red, and I've got orange, and I cut them up just in little pieces. Then we're gonna have onion. We're gonna have fresh lemon. Believe it or not, I love the pear in there. So we're gonna do a pear, and then fresh cilantro, some fresh pepper, and some salt. So I already had added some olive oil in there before, so we're just gonna add just a little bit, and then I'm going to wait for that to warm up. And in the meantime, while our olive oil is heating up, I'm going to take the onion and I'm just gonna cut it thinly, slice it thinly, as thin as you can make it. And then what I'm gonna do is I'm just gonna cut it again in the middle, because I don't want them to be very long. There we go. So I'm going to go ahead and add that in here. And grab a spatula. Just mix that a little bit around, and then we don't want to cook it up to the point where it's going to be all caramelized. We just kind of want to saute it. While they're still crispy, I'm going to go ahead and add the bell peppers in there. Mix that. While that's sauteing, I'm quickly going to come here and we're not going to be using the whole pear. You can if you want, but I just kind of like a little bit of, sometimes I like the fruit in my stir fry, just kind of surprises you. And again, you just kind of want to make them thin and long. See how I've made them thin and long? I'm just going to put it on the side because I don't want my pear to get really, really soft in there. I want it to be crispy. Again, just come back with your knife and just make long, thin. And my onions and peppers look great. I'm gonna throw the pear in, and again, I don't wanna cook this too much because I don't want my pear to be cooked too much. and I'm going to turn off the heat. I am then going to take my lemon, my fresh lemon. I'm just going to squeeze some fresh lemon on it. And then I'm going to take my cilantro and I'm going to leave just some for garnishing. And the rest, I'm just going to fold tight. There we go. We're going to drop this in. We're going to turn the heat. I've already turned the heat off. Just going to put all this in. Give it a quick stir. And I'm going to come back and show you how the spaghetti squash looks like. So I've got my squash out of the microwave here. And I just wanted to show you because I cut the stem off. And see how soft it is. I mean, it's softer to handle than it was when it was not in the microwave. So I'm going to go ahead, and it's really warm. It's really hot. So I'm going to cut it right in the middle. But it's amazing how easy it is to work with this compared to opening up one that we wouldn't have put in the microwave. There we go. Beautiful, beautiful. So I'm going to show you here how we're going to take this out of the way here. We're just going to take this and we're going to just take, see the seeds? We're just going to clear the seeds out. And I'm sure the seeds, we can roast the seeds if we wanted to. Just need some patience with it. Just going to get the side here. And we're good. So I'm just going to go ahead and I got a bigger bowl just so that we can mix everything nicely. All right. So we're going to go ahead and look at how it's coming out. This is why it's called spaghetti squash. Do you see how? Look at the way the flesh is coming out. It looks just like spaghetti. It's really, really hot. There we go. I'm gonna go ahead and empty the other one in here and then I'll meet you back here with the vegetables. So folks, I got the one part of my squash out, and as I was taking the squash out, I just came up with another recipe, and that's going to be a dessert item. So I'm going to upload that recipe on my next show. So we're going to keep this aside for the next time. I'm going to drizzle just a tad bit of olive oil in here, just a tad bit. Then I'm going to go ahead and put my stir fry mixture in here. Look at the colors. Beautiful, beautiful colors. Again, I'm gonna give it a splash of some fresh lemon in here. And I'm gonna add just a tad bit of salt, just a tad bit. That's good. Some fresh pepper. Give it a good mix. Now when I say mix, I'm gonna do this. Here we go, and then I have some parsley flakes and some paprika just for garnish, and we're gonna serve this. You can serve this as a main dish, or you can serve this as a side dish with like a really good fish, like a cold mahi-mahi, or even an ahi tuna would be great with this. Look at this, it just looks like spaghetti. It's got like a nutty, sweetie, sweet taste to it, and the onions and the bell peppers just look great. And then what we're gonna do is we're gonna come back here and just add some parsley flakes on top of it, just like that. And just a little bit of paprika, just like that. Okay, folks, we are ready with either our side dish or, like I said, main entree with fish or steak. I'm gonna quickly give it a try and let you know how it tastes. A little bit of onion, a little bit of the bell pepper. This is great. It is absolutely wonderful. It's a very healthy dish. So friends, please leave me your comments, your reviews, subscribe to my channel, and we will join you here next time with another great recipe. So goodbye, friends, from Rehana's Cuisines.